The Year in Stamps, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. For U.S. collectors, 2015 was about personnel. The Postal Service named Marianne Penner head of the stamp program, and she promised to listen to collectors.
I will try and make the U.S. stamp program the top stamp program in the world.
The American Philatelic Society, the nation's biggest organization for stamp collectors, named Scott English its executive director, even though he's not a stamp collector. Top U.S. stamps were Maya Angelou, Elvis Presley, and A Charlie Brown Christmas. And there were two joint issues, stamps issued in conjunction with other countries with similar designs. Collectors were wildly ecstatic. The CBS Sunday morning television program ran a feature on stamp collecting. Someone paid attention to us. The piece also revealed that financier Bill Gross was the collector who paid more than $50,000 for a modern rarity, the uninverted Jenny airplane sheet from 2013. But shoe designer Stuart Weitzman paid even more, $9.5 million, for a 160-year-old stamp from British Guiana that is, frankly, kind of ugly. But there's only one in existence. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and to watch what happens in 2016, visit virtualstampclub.com.